Hello, and welcome to the Productions Plus podcast. Productions Plus is a SAG-AFTRA franchise and the largest full-service talent agency in the Midwest. On this podcast, we will talk with company execs, agents, talent, about the industry, the art, and everything in between. Thank you for joining us.
This is Marjorie Krefsky-Dozy. I am the founder of Productions Plus, and I am your host for our podcast, the Productions Plus Podcast. My guest is Sandra Malloy, and she's a very interesting and fascinating woman. I have known her for a while. So, Sandra, I'm going to ask you to give a brief introduction of yourself.
Sure. Well, my name is Sandra, now Cabrales. I was born and raised in Colombia, South America. I moved here when I was 10 years old and didn't speak any English. So I learned English as my second language and grew up here and still embrace my heritage. And I went to school in the Midwest. I have three children. I actually adopted my niece when I was 21 and she was seven. So she's now one of my children. And I have three wonderful, great children and just a proud mom.
Great. And you also have a career.
I have an amazing career. Yes, I've been very lucky that I was able to marry my love for travel, my love of talking, being with people, and also be able to make money. Yeah.
Well, the big three. It's wonderful that you're a bilingual.
Yes.
And you have that native accent that I'm sure people that come like to auto shows or events or wherever you are performing feel comfortable that you know the culture.
Yes.
You speak the language so well and you can share that.
Yeah. You know, growing up, having an accent or being a foreigner wasn't as popular as it is today. I was many times embarrassed of my accent.
Really?
Yeah.
It's so charming.
Thank you. And I actually, being in the automotive industry and being in this particular business helped me embrace that and becoming a performer and doing Toyota Live, which was a live show for 7 years. That really kind of made me embrace that. And it actually, it's what makes me more unique. And it took me a little bit when I was a young woman to embrace that, but now I wouldn't change it for anything.
Well, we are all works in progress and process. Yeah. So tell us about your career journey. How did you begin? You're certainly successful now. You're a supervisor. You're, of course, a stellar talent. But how did this all start?
It started many years ago, about 15 years ago, when I was doing other print work in the Chicagoland area.
Okay.
And I got a casting call for what I thought was a one-time gig.
Okay.
At the McCormick Place.
All right.
And I walked into this hotel room, and I think you were there.
Okay.
And
an audition team was
audition
there.
Audition and the whole audition team, and I was shaking like a leaf, and I was like, and they gave me the script. And I was really nervous, and then somebody said, you have an accent. Can you do that in Spanish?
I think I remember that.
Do you remember that?
I do remember, yes. Remember that.
Yes, and I just, my whole demeanor changed.
Yes, it did.
And
you became you.
Yes.
You and we, as an audition team, we saw you. We saw this charming, beautiful woman speaking in her native language, and you were so comfortable. And yet your English was superb.
Thank you. We hired
you on the spot.
You did.
Yes, we did.
So then I became a product specialist. So basically, I started being on the floor, giving consumers and talking to consumers about the vehicles, answering questions. Then I became a presenter.
Yes.
And which was, you know, people think when you say, well, I work the auto show, that especially women, they just stand there and point to the car, or we just kind of look pretty. Mm-hmm. You know, and I love it when consumers say, do you know anything about this car? Because I think
Are you kidding?
Yeah, that's the biggest misconception, because we know so much more about these vehicles than people really realize.
Well, I think that in many cases, you and the other product specialists know a lot more than even people at dealerships. Now,
yes.
They're very, very fine salespeople,
yes.
But everyone is at different levels. And it's very interesting. I hear it all the time. Boy, your product specialist really knows this car. And you become experts on individual cars.
We do. We have extensive training. And I think that that's what makes us really a niche and a unique industry, that we provide a customer service, but we actually have to, we dive really deep into
the
product.
Literally the nuts and bolts of the vehicle. Now let's switch gears a little bit. Mm-hmm. Each brand has their own wardrobe.
Yes.
And certainly you're into fashion, into beauty, into making sure the look is great. How does a wardrobe and looking like the brand affect how you work on the auto show floor?
Marjorie, it affects everything that you do. I believe that if you feel good, you look good, you present yourself with different demeanor.
Good words.
Yeah, and we are given, so we have at Productions Plus, they have a wardrobe department, and each specific client has a look that they want to present. Toyota, I specifically work with Toyota, and it is a more conservative client. So they want us to be presented in a more conservative, professional way. But we are given these wonderful pieces of wardrobe that make you feel like a $1,000,000. I don't know if you notice my wonderful supervisor blazer.
I do, and it is high-end.
It
and,
is, yes.
And you probably need that because you do a lot of shows across the country.
Yes, I am dressed head-to-toe in Armani today.
Whoa, and it's gorgeous.
Thank you.
Very classic and lovely.
Yes, and you make a good point. I wear this blazer probably, I mean, I work about 100 days out of the year.
Yes.
And we wear our stuff. If it wasn't
yes.
high end, it wouldn't be able to hold up.
It wouldn't last and go through all the dry cleanings.
No.
Which is one of the reasons why it is top quality.
Yeah.
Now, let's jump to another thing. You are supervisor. You're not just talent. You're managing other talent. So
yes.
In managing other talent, what advice would you give to, like, a new talent that's just starting on an event, an auto show, or any kind of modeling or talent gig?
Well, what I tell, I'm managing a team of 97 people here
wow.
at this show.
Wow.
And every day I always tell them that they're representing a brand, but they're also representing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So take pride in what you do. If you're going to do something, do it right. Give it your all. And all you can do is try. And if you don't get it right the first time, just keep trying and don't give up. And I think that part of that, if you present yourself with confidence and you look good and you present yourself if you respect yourself by loving yourself, not only physically, emotionally, but also in what you are, you don't have to wear, you know, high end to look good, but just present yourself with like you love yourself and with respect.
You know, those are great words to end with. Those are great words, not only for working, but also for living.
Thank you, Marjorie.
Sandra Malloy, you are a wonderful example of a top-notch talent and a top-notch human being.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. You have a great day.
You too. Bye now.
Thank you for listening to the Productions Plus podcast. Please follow us on social media. You can find us on Instagram @Productions Plus. We'll see you next time.